Next item on the agenda, you received a note from me that pertained to a resolution that was initially adopted by the Department of Conservation and Recreation. It was at the request of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Is Chris still here? Where are you, Chris? Oh, he did? Okey-doke. Not coming back. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The resolution basically asked Governor Kane to apply funds to those farmers, agricultural interests that undertake best management practices to prevent agricultural runoff. A lot of problem with this. Mr. Smith has talked to this subject as far as water quality is concerned from time to time. And the resolution that you have before you is the identical resolution that was adopted by, like as I said before, the Department of Conservation and Recreation, and Ann Jennings of the Bay Foundation has asked that we undertake this resolution as well. And I would put the matter before the commission. I will say from a funding perspective, Mr. Fox asked me earlier, I talked with Secretary Bryan about this before I put this on the agenda. He has absolutely no problem with it, and he indicated to me the funding scheme that is available, and apparently there are some funds that are available that do not take away from the operating expenses of the Commonwealth of Virginia from a general fund perspective, as it's been explained to me.
My point, and
Mr. Fox, perhaps
it will be in the record, is I'm fully in favor of the first two paragraphs of this, but the third paragraph asks us to, and I think they fall in the range of things that we work on. We want to keep the water of the bay as clean as we can. The third paragraph, however, is directed at allocation of resources, and we're not skilled in allocation of resources, particularly if it's other issues like education or the state police or road building or whatever. And I kind of think that would be a little bit beyond our area of expertise. But the commissioner has informed me that, in fact, the money is there. So really the third paragraph is...
Or the money that would be capable of being allocated would be there.
Right. So I have less trouble with it after hearing that.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Matters before the... Yeah, Ken? I mean, Mr. Smith?
Oh, Ken. Can I have a copy of the resolution?
You can have mine after I finish. There you go. There you go.
Something that's very important to me that just
like to... I'll tell you what, for the... Resolution of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission to Honorable Tim Kaine, Governor of Virginia. The Virginia Marine Resources Commission congratulates you on focusing on 2009 as a year of the environment. Water quality is an important part of the Commonwealth's environment. We further appreciate your leadership on including $20 million in the first year of the biennium budget for cost sharing with farmers to install agricultural best management practices. This program is a prime element of the Commonwealth's water quality efforts to reduce non-point sources of pollution from runoff. The Commission further recognizes that no funds are included in the current budget for the second year of the biennium for the Agricultural Cost Share Program. To keep Virginia's farmers' interest and confidence in using best management practices, it is important to maintain and enhance the progress across the Commonwealth in restoring our rivers, streams, and our Chesapeake Bay. Therefore, be it resolved that the Virginia Marine Resources Commission requests your support in the development of amendments to the biennial budget to include sufficient funds for the Agricultural Best Management Practices Cost Share Program to maintain and enhance the reduction of non-point sources of water pollution for the second year of the biennium. This resolution was adopted by the Virginia Marine Resources Commission at its monthly meeting on January 27, 2009. The matter is before the Commission. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A lot of us up here have spoken about the need for holistic solutions, I think, to address the health of the bay, and this certainly supports that end. I would offer a motion that we approve the resolution.
Is there a second?
I'd like to second that, but I also would like to add that I think there are other industries that could use this kind of assistance, too. It seems like the farmers, you know, they need it. They should be doing the right thing anyway, but there are other industries that are on the waterfront that instead of getting money, they're required to do it by regulation and have to come out of their own pocket, and it's not right.
So noted.
To this full room here.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Snow.
Can I have just a second?
Absolutely. We got one other item, and that's it, I think.
Yeah. I've come from a community where the farmers and watermen, and talking to my farmer friends, have told me that when programs are available that let them go into best management practices, they see their bottom line is better, and they continue doing them. It's the cheapest money can be spent going, doing things. Now we'll get off that and talk about how that same type of thing can happen to the watermen. That when the watermen are taken, and I mean, we really are into, the watermen's got to redevelop themselves. And those same type of programs that are being made available to farmers, if they could be made available to watermen, they'll find out that their bottom line is better. And we'll fix this bay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.